Good morning, dear friends. How's everyone doing?
Good.
Now, I'm going to show you a picture, and I want you to tell me what it is, and then what it means. Are you ready? Here's the picture. What is it? A heart. And what does it represent, or what does it mean?
Love.
Very good. Very good. How do you know that mom and dad love you?
Heart.
By a heart. Okay. How do you know that mom and dad love you? They take good care of you by doing what? Callie, feeding you, cooking, providing a house for you. Yeah. I was once told by someone that they knew that their mommy loved their daddy because he gets the best piece of chicken. What do you think of that? Is that love? It could be. How else do you know that someone loves you? How do you know that if someone loves you? How about if a person was willing to die for you? Does that mean that they love you? You know, the text in Romans today tells us that while we were still sinners, who died for us?
Jesus
died for us. So here's what I propose. Here's what I'm going to say to all of you. We think of this as love, but what we should do is do this, because this is truly love. Because Jesus poured out His heart. Actually, He poured out His blood. He poured out Himself for each and every one of us. While we were still sinners, Jesus died for us. This is love. So every time you look at this, as a Christian, we should think of this, Jesus hanging on the cross. Because when we see Jesus hanging on the cross, this is a sure sign of love. Very good. You're listening. So when someone says they see Jesus hanging on the cross and they say, oh, Jesus is not there anymore, your response is, oh, but Jesus loved me so much that He was willing to hang from the cross. This is my symbol of love, Jesus hanging on the cross. While you were still a sinner, and while I was still a sinner, and while all of them looking at you were sinners, Jesus died for all of us. This is love. You all remember John 3:16, right? For God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in Him shall not die, but have everlasting, eternal life, everlasting life. I do it the old-fashioned way because I'm old, but that's okay. You can do it the new way. So, you see a heart, and you think of, when you see a heart, you think of Jesus hanging on the cross for you and for me and for all the world. Because this, dear friends, this is a true symbol of love. So with that, let's fold our hands and close our eyes and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank You for loving us so much that You were willing to die for each and every one of us. And Lord Jesus, this is exactly what You did. You poured out Your blood. You poured out Your very heart. You showed us what love is by actually going to the cross and dying for each and every one of us. Lord Jesus, thank You for Your great work. And thank You, Lord Jesus, for Your love. And all the children said,
Amen.
I'm not sure if they heard you or not. What do you think? And all the children said,
Amen.